Feldstein.
I was seeing if... there I am.
Feldstein's got a Miller Lite and a 7-Eleven slice of pepperoni pizza.
Just the cheapest looking slice of pizza I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Breakfast of losers right there.
In this economy.
That's right. Glad to be here. Welcome to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, and I'm coming at you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's scratch-off lottery ticket district. Tonight, we've got a great show for you. Our guest, he's a comedian, he's a writer. You guys, he's been on the show before, written for Sports Illustrated, like millions of downloads on iTunes. Got his own podcast, everything. Steve Hofstetter's our guest tonight. Steve Hofstetter will be with us, not in studio, but in spirit. He will be calling in, or we'll be calling him, in just a little while. That's how these things go, guys. With us, though, live in studio, the Sarcastic News Live Crack Squad. The man over here with the Miller Lite, like I said, the 7-Eleven pizza, Eric Feldstein. Eric Feldstein, everybody.
Thank you.
One person.
Thank you.
Me. Master of his own domain, Jake the Snake Craney.
Thrilled to be here, Justin. Thank you so much.
Nothing right so there. Much. Let's see if we can get you. Wolves howling.
It's like a baby sloth dying there. That was depressing.
Yeah, that wasn't much of a... Hold on, let's see if we can get a...
Okay.
There we go. It's a German shepherd.
Fair enough.
It's a shout out to my animal, Mita One, who apparently is not... She's getting a little sick right now. She's
Mita One. Gotta take her in the vet.
Gotta take her in the vet. And in the back, she's... I don't know. Is she mixing her own music tonight,
Jake?
Oh,
it's gonna be
what's,
great
what's
back
going
there.
Down
We've
there?
Got a concoction worked up for you.
Jenny Guzman's in the back, everybody. Jenny Guzman, turning the tables. She's clapping herself out over there.
Jenny.
As always, though, we begin tonight with the Sarcastic News Rundown. Our top story, the National Climate Assessment, mandated by Congress and published every 4 years to guide policymakers. It's like the Olympics, folks. Offered sobering details of climate change's immediate effects, showing that every region in every state in the United States has already been affected. Now, I'm not taking this report that seriously, seeing as right now, I mean, I'm wearing 3 layers right now, okay? And my nipples are still erect, okay? There's no such thing as global warming. I think we can all agree. And it's not because I've been rubbing them for the past 10 minutes, okay, guys? I'm wearing 3 layers. It's not because I've been rubbing them for 10 minutes. It's because Jake the Snake Craney's been blowing on them for the past 8. So
it's a little nipply in here.
It's true. One of the lead authors of the report and a climate scientist at Columbia University, his name's Bradley Horton, said, quote, "The overall message is that climate change is happening right now, and we can't think of this as an issue for future generations." To that, I say to Mr. Horton, have you ever played Candy Crush? Because that game is way more addictive than my interest in making sure my kids and I live in a world where we don't have to worry about protecting ourselves from extreme weather. All right? I like to crush some fucking candies. All right, Mr. Horton? We want to emphasize to the public, this is not some distant problem down the road. This is a problem that is affecting Americans right now, whether it means increased flooding, greater vulnerability to drought, more severe wildfires. That's what President Obama said in the Rose Garden the other day with an interview with weatherman Al Roker for NBC's Today Show. We all know Al. He's one of a number of local national TV weather forecasters invited to the reporters to this. Now, Obama added, by the way, Al, you look great. Seriously, I heard you got the lap band and I was skeptical, but I was wrong. You look amazing. That's a direct quote from Obama. Surveys now show that the most Americans get this trust their television weather guides as reliable sources on climate change, which boggles the mind when you consider the fact that weather guides consist of hot women who couldn't make it as sideline reporters for ESPN, tenured leathery old men with names like Dallas and Chris Farley, and the Chris Farley of weather people, my man Jim fucking Cantore. I actually had a note here to put a clip of Jim Cantore, but I didn't include that.
We can imagine it.
You can imagine that. In an attempt to halt the escalating violence in southeastern Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who can be seen regularly on Tuesday and Thursday nights at the local Moscow Chippendales, announced that he will be pulling back troops from the border. Regarding the move, Putin said, quote, we were told constantly about concerns over our troops near the Ukrainian border. That's why we've decided, just like our former leader Vladimir Lenin said, to give peace a chance. When told by a Russian reporter that it was John Lennon and not Vladimir Lenin who said it, the former leader of the Russian Soviet Federal Social Republic, Putin had the man shot and for no apparent reason jailed the pussycat dolls yet again. Tuesday and Thursday nights, guys, you can catch him down at the Moscow Chippendales. As we kind of alluded to earlier, we got a comedian who knows a lot about sports. I don't know about how much he knows about the NFL draft, but we're going to talk to him about it. But as you sports fans probably know out there, tomorrow is the NFL draft. For many NFL fans, the wait has gone on for just too long, as many of these people have shown to be way too productive, spending time with their families and having a general awareness of current events. For Jaguars, Browns, and Raiders fans, this is essentially the Super Bowl, as they hope to have a first-round draft pick that pans out to be the next Andrew Luck, but will most likely pan out to be the next Jamarcus Russell. For the Patriots fans out there, this is yet another chance to be overly obnoxious about one of your sports teams while possibly catching a glimpse of Bill Belichick not wearing a cutoff hoodie. And for Jets fans, please just try not to kill anybody when your team makes that unprecedented move, but somewhat predictable mistake of announcing that the first round pick from last year, Geno Smith, is who they will be picking this year as well.
We're going to redraft him.
You're going to redraft him. Folks, we got a great show for you tonight. Our guest, comedian Steve Hofstetter, will be calling in. We got a great show for you. Jake the Snake Cranny, Eric Feldstein, he just finished his 7-Eleven pizza. My name is Justin Cross. We got a great show for you. We'll be right back after this break with Glorious.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Back, and of course we heard Eric Feldstein.
Oh, we were jamming out to that classic.
Is that how you repay me after a shitty monologue? Is that what I have to do after a shitty monologue? Is I have to listen to that shit? No, I'm kidding. Nickelback. They don't listen. That's okay.
They're one of our sponsors though, so.
Are they? Are they one of our new sponsors?
I think we're getting merchandise from
them. That's a sign we're going downhill.
Hey, they got paid, man. They got paid.
Yeah, they did get paid.
That's what it's all about in this business, getting paid. We have an episode or a segment that's, I think we can all agree, it's sweeping the nation.
It's you know, without a doubt sweeping the nation.
Here's why it's sweeping the nation. Because people, when they hear this segment, are like, you know what? I'd rather use a broom and go clean my house right now. Because... That's right. It's a nice little walk in the park.
Mm-hmm. Stroll. Leaves are falling down. Maybe a little rainbow in the background.
Jenny Guzman in the back working.
Jenny was actually playing that ukulele. That was live.
Right in the dish.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
You guys like my new skills?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, well, I by the way, I thought you weren't going to be here tonight. I heard you weren't going to be here.
Next week.
Oh, next week.
I'm going
week.
To a show. Mm. I want to go see White Arrows. Okay. In Riverside.
Oh.
And
oh.
I get in for free, so.
Well, you should if you have to go to Riverside for something.
That's funny.
That's a theme song to What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. It's a segment sweeping the country, like we just mentioned. And to start us off tonight, Eric Feldstein has a story out of, I'm guessing, Arkansas.
Actually, this one is nationwide, as most of my stories are.
All right.
This is a nice example of our hard-earned money, tax dollars at work. Here's the headline. EPA employee confessed to watching hours of porn at work for years.
Really?
Yep. Deputy Administrator Bob Perchiasepi testifying before the House.
I'm sure that's how you pronounce
it. I winged that last name. Basically, a guy came to kind of see, you know, if waste was being spended, and basically they realized this employee was, on average, spending between 2 to 6 hours a day watching porn at work.
Wow.
How do you spend 6 hours, Justin, watching porn?
Yeah, it's
well, it depends where you work, but sometimes it's discreet. Other times, here's what I don't understand. How do you watch that much porn? First of all, of course, this isn't going to bolster any sort of, oh, he works for the government, so he's not, you know. But how do you not, like does did, like, would he just go to the restroom and just, like, jack off? Like, what do you do, you know?
Yeah,
is
really,
he just observing just it for the it. Art of it? Like, what?
He's watching for the plot lines. He's really focused on the stories.
Yeah, he's watching the full-length movies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame him if he's paying for it.
Yeah.
You know, if he, like, actually registered, if he actually signed up for, what's the one? Like I always get those pop-up ads. You wouldn't. Yeah, you know, the... There's always those pop-up ads, though, that are like want to fuck tonight?
You know?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I do.
Your wife will never find out. Yeah. Yeah, those are the best.
It's like, they really speak to me. Of course they would.
No, but I guess this leads me to my question, and for all you listeners out there, have you ever watched porn while at work on the clock? Just got a hand from Jenny in the back.
Oh, wow.
Well, Jenny's
got something to say, Jenny.
I'd like
right
to
now.
Take this one. Let's see what you have.
No, I mean, when Ginger, you know, that's like...
Okay, oh, so that's yeah, kind of
yeah. part of the job.
That's IRL.
Part of my job. And then I'd research the girls to see if they were actually popular.
Research, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good.
In quotation.
Is there no morality left in this world?
Wow, that's a good one.
Wow.
That was
You're
a great
real
one.
Intense with those sound
right,
clips.
Right, guys. Wait till you do something good. Oh, man. I've got clapping in 12 different forms. I got a whole board just on clapping.
Different types
there's
of claps.
There's Jerry Springer. There's Maury Povich. There's Montel Williams. There's Rolanda.
Okay.
I have a lot
Can
of time
you
on my
them
hands.
All?
At the same time.
They all sound like this, actually, all those shows.
Kill him.
Like pitchforks in that one.
Seriously.
Fiery.
Frankenstein.
You've watched porn while Ginger's working?
I think I don't like people get naked, would get naked here. And
yeah,
I mean, there was...
I apologize for that already. You don't have to bring that up on air.
Yeah.
It ain't right. No thing, Snake. It ain't no thing like a chicken wing. Okay. I've never,
but I haven't like. Let me go on because I'm horny and I want to watch porn right
Do
now.
Do you sneak off to the restroom and
yeah, that's why I take like bathroom breaks. Mm-hmm. You guys will see me here and then I'll like leave for a few because I'm like, oh my God, and then come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard to deny the masculinity in the rat cage right now. I don't blame you.
Yeah. Wait. I mean, we present ourselves like real athletes here.
Yeah.
Try and stab yourself.
I got this hoodie out of my trunk, so if that doesn't say anything.
I could smell it from here.
Yeah, sorry.
I've never done it. I've never watched porn.
No, ever. Never done it. I wish I had a fun story for you, but I've never done that.
Yeah.
So I win this round?
Yeah.
Jenny wins.
Yeah,
Jenny wins.
No, well, I knew Snake over here was winning. Nope. Just...
Doing the taxes.
Every once in a while, I'll sneak away and go on my Wells Fargo account. I'll get a little wild when the boss isn't
check
looking.
The 401k.
I remember during the NCAA tournament one time, I checked on the score.
You know? Oh my gosh.
Wow.
On company internet.
Only the news ticker, though.
Only the bottom line.
Yeah, I never have. Have you, Feldstein? Have you looked at porn?
No.
Like
no.
Today? Or?
No. No, I haven't.
Really? Oh, wow.
I was going to say I've jacked off at work, but not watched porn.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just it was a weird day. It was a weird day that day.
Well, I get it. You know, if you drive around a van for a living, you know. Or...
Yeah, you don't always get customers. Sometimes you got to take matters in your own hands.
What do you got for us, Snake? What's happening in your neighborhood?
Well, again, mine is also a nationwide story. As you mentioned up top there, the NFL draft is really sweeping the nation. I mean, it's been talked about for weeks on end, it seems.
Yeah.
McShay and Kiper, the draft experts, are on their 12th combined version of a mock draft at this point. 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had kind of a broad question for you guys.
I'm ready.
And you can take a minute to think about it.
We won't.
Just take
everything's a snap gut reaction over here.
Snap gut reaction.
Yeah.
If you had to live in one of the 32 NFL cities, where would you live and why? I mean, you've got New York, DC, Phoenix, San Diego.
You said one of the 32 NFL cities.
Any city in NFL, where would you live and why? Detroit, obviously.
Is this a football question or is this more?
This is just for you guys. I mean, it kind of is
like
loosely.
A general life
it's
question?
Loosely. Yeah, exactly. It's loosely tied to the NFL.
Stay like prepared
it.
Hard for this.
I like
the
it.
Quality of the
this
NFL.
This was me yesterday or last week.
The quality of the NFL team can factor into your decision as well. I mean, nobody's going to Cleveland, obviously.
Let's just do it purely for sports, if you're a hardcore sports fan.
Okay. So you've got some contenders there. I mean, maybe Pittsburgh.
Okay. We do have a call that wasn't screened that looks like it's being piped through in a second. Yeah, she's screening right now.
She's piping it through.
While we wait for a second, I'll say...
Jacksonville. Seattle.
I'll say... Ooh, Seattle's pretty good, actually, these days. San Francisco. I'll have to go San Francisco Bay Area. Okay. San Francisco is a good sports town. It's underrated, but it's a very good sports town.
It is. Plus, Jerry Rice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerry Rice.
It's a solid 90s reference, yes.
Where would you go with? What city would you go with? Purely for sports.
West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Yeah, it's a good sports town.
There it is.
Yeah, you gotta
go back home.
And it's great because you can just be as mean as you want to your players and it's cool.
And they're right back at you.
I would say Boston's a great sports town, of course, but
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It's a passionate sports town. I don't know about great.
You'd have
all
to,
those fans are super annoying.
You have
yeah,
to get
super confident.
Just a gold chain that said Mick. Hey, by the way, Boston strong, okay? Boston strong.
Oh, yeah, forever.
You know what I want to know? I want to know who our guest is, our calling guest right now, Joe. I want to know what sports town he would like to live in, purely based on the sport. Joe, that's your cue to talk.
I didn't even know I was on. No one gave me a cue beforehand.
That's how we do it here.
I was busy. I was actually busy watching porn. So
yeah. Are you at work right now?
I am at work. Yeah, I'm definitely in the middle of dinner service at Olive, and I'm just watching
dinner
porn.
Service.
It's really he works at the Olive Garden, so it's totally acceptable.
Is there a breadstick shortage, Joe?
Yeah, it's totally acceptable to do that.
Of course. Yes. I am from New York, but I'm going to have to say, like, Cleveland. It's just, like, they've got dedicated sports fans there.
Wow.
And if, like, and there's a river right next to it, so, like, I can just throw myself in.
Joe, let me give you the number for the suicide hotline here. That is an awful answer.
That's what I'm going for. It's depressing times. Eli Manning's having ankle surgery. I don't know what's going on in the NFL these days.
Give us the top three draft picks for tomorrow, Joe. Joe's a sports guy, so give us your top three draft picks for tomorrow's NFL draft.
Well, we've got to go with probably Air Bud, the golden retriever, for the Houston Texans for sure. That's what's going to happen.
Solid skill set, high motor.
He's got a solid skill set, and then I'm going with Joe Falco, actually Shane Falco. From the Replacements, the quarterback. And Cleveland is going to trade up and get the number 2 pick and take them
okay.
for sure. And then number three is probably going to be Johnny Manziel.
I thought you were going to go Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf would have been a much better
right
idea.
Out of prison, Ryan Leaf.
it's tough. I didn't think he was going to be able to get out of prison in time. So that's why I had him off of my draft board.
Yeah. No, actually, they're going to trade. Cleveland's going to trade that, or they're going to move up. They're going to get that third pick, and then they're going to trade Johnny Manziel, just a straight up trade for Ryan Leaf.
That'll go down as easily the best trade in NFL.
Well, Manziel, everyone knows Manziel is probably going to wind up in jail anyway. So
that trade him to the penitentiary.
He needs a good mentor at this point. So.
All right, so you've done a lot of background work, I can tell.
I can definitely, but in all honesty, it's going to be Jadeveon Clowney number one, Sammy Watkins number two, the wide receiver out of Clemson, and then Khalil Mack.
All right, I can. All right, that's
just listen for those names, and then when I'm back in studio on Wednesday,
I'll buy you dinner if you get those top three right. I'll buy him dinner.
That's gonna happen. I'm going to hold you to that, Justin.
Well, by dinner, he means a slice of pizza from 7-Eleven.
No.
Two for two.
I'll take him to a little spot he knows, the Olive Garden. I'll take him back to where he works.
Thank God, because I'm about to get fired for jerking off in the middle of dinner.
I've seen waiting. I know how it goes.
Well, thank you, Justin.
Well, Joe, thanks. I heard you're shopping for a car right now. Is that correct?
I am. It's a big purchase. I got a lot of... got a lot of things to research, a lot of notes to make.
I think you would look good in Fiat.
My dad's basically just telling me everything to do.
Yeah. Joe, go with the Fiat. Go with the Fiat, Joe.
two words, Joe. Toyota Tercel.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong.
I don't even know how to say that last word, so I'm going to have a problem on the lot tomorrow.
I used to have a car called a Mercury Mystique. I called it the Mercury Mistake. It was very...
That's funny because I had a Ford Explorer before I came out here, and I called it the Ford Exploder.
Yeah.
Because it exploded.
Because it literally exploded.
It just literally exploded right in the middle of the highway. It was terrible.
Well, Joe, thanks a lot for calling in. We want to see you back in studio next week. And if you get those top three draft picks right, I will treat you to an Olive Garden tour of Italy.
Well, we might as well go out tonight because it's happening.
I'm never going to go out with you unless I don't have to. Thanks a lot,
right,
Joe.
Guys. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Later. Joe. Bye, Joe.
It's our local sports guy, Joe, calling in. It's real hard. Hey, actually, I like it. I like those top three picks. I actually think that Detroit will probably trade up, or somebody will trade up to get that number two spot.
Pick potentially could trade up. I don't see if the Rams stay put. I don't think they're taking Swatkins.
Yeah. Like I said, this just digresses into a sports show. Mm-hmm. When you don't do your research during the week,
sports talk radio
news, that's what it turns into. Jenny Gomez, do you like sports?
I'm sorry, what?
Never mind. we've got a great show. We actually got coming up next, we've got Steve Hofstetter calling in. Comedian Steve Hofstetter. We can talk to him a little bit about politics, ask him a little bit about what's happening in the Ukraine, talking to him about Vladimir Putin pulling out his troops in Russia on the border over there.
I got excited when you said pulling out, and then you went with troops.
Well, you also got excited when I said Putin, too. That guy gets you going.
On a horseback shirtless? I mean, how can you say no to that?
We're going to talk to him about what's happening. Get his take on really the happier things in life, like what happened in Nigeria the other day. We're going to talk to him about the NFL draft, the NFL or NBA playoffs. What else? Whatever you guys want to talk to him about. I want to figure out where he's doing comedy these days.
Sure.
I saw him do a new... actually, saw him tape his new live show. Hopefully, it's going to be on TV pretty soon. Here, saw that about a couple months ago. Really funny, really funny. He actually got heckled at the end of the show. At the very end of the show, I think the taping was even over with.
Oh,
he was taking questions, and some lady didn't appreciate something he said, and he did pretty well on her. He did. He put her in her place, but politely. So
stabbed her to death.
We're gonna talk.
It's a good way to end a special.
He's dead, but anyway, we got Steve coming up in just a few moments. So stick with us right here in Sarcastic News Live. We'll be right back. Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do the conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Ah.
Can I just say, if you don't dance to that song, then there might be actually something like a chemical imbalance in your brain.
If you dance with
if you
this?
Don't if dance you don't to that dance. Song.
I mean, that's Gloria.
You're saying there's something wrong with you if you don't.
Yes, yes. Something is off.
If you're watching the show right now, too, you probably just saw three dudes. Like, you saw Eric, like, taking pictures, and then, like, I'm, like, Googling, you know, and, like, Jake's just sitting there, just bobbing his head very casually. It didn't seem like a real Gloria Stefan party is what I'm saying. It wasn't the same thing.
That's true.
Our next guest, he's a comedian. He's an author. He's a columnist. He's got his own podcast called Sarah and Steve Hate People. His new album, Dark Side of the Room, is out now. You can download it for free on iTunes. Our guest, Steve Hofstetter. Steve, you there?
I am, but I gotta update my bio.
Well, I'm just going off the website right now. I'm going off the website, and
I gotta fix that. No, just Dark Side is an old one, so well, I gotta fix that.
I saw the new one. First of all, let me ask you: have you ever been brought out on stage to Gloria Stefan?
It's great intro music.
This is actually, I was very happy to use that music because it's in my contract that I always have to be brought up to that song. it fits the mood perfectly. Biting social commentary and some Miami Heat. So
where are you right now? Are you in LA? Are you out on the road somewhere?
I'm home right now. This weekend I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama, for some shows. I'm doing a military base and then a night at the Stardome.
Stardome.
I'm going to New York for the Laughing Devil Festival. So I'm going to travel a whole bunch. So right now, at least I get to enjoy home for a little bit.
Definitely. How many weeks? I mean, it is one. Now, this is in the bio, and this is something that I've known a lot about you. You are the hardest working man in comedy. You're always doing something, whether it's, you know, podcasts or you know, writing or on the road doing stand-up. How often do you get to actually be at home?
Well, I've changed my schedule a bit. Since I moved out to LA, because I came out here for writing specifically. So I'm on the road about 30 weekends a year now. It used to be a lot more than that. I'm still performing most nights, but a lot of time just, you know, in the LA area or, you know, San Diego, Santa Barbara, you know, somewhere where I can perform and then sleep in my own bed. So it's not as crazy as it used to be, but I used to be, you know, 40 plus weeks on the year.
Yeah.
There was one time where I was on the road for 2.5 straight months. Jeez. So it's just kind of a perpetual tour.
Wow. Does that ever?
Yeah, and every single time I was brought up to Gloria Stefan. No.
Is it one of those things where you always got to keep moving? Like, are you one of those people you got to keep moving? You got to keep. I mean, do you like the travel or does it suck and you just would rather just not have to do it? Or is it kind of love hate? What is it?
Well, travel's gotten worse. Part of it is because it's lost the newness and the excitement. And part of it is because the actual aspects of travel have gotten worse. Like when I first started flying, there were hardly any airport delays, you know, and 9 times out of 10, you'd have your own row on the plane. And, you know, gas costs $1.40 a gallon. There were like all these things that like just a little over 10 years ago, the travel was kind of awesome. And now it's basically like, well, if you want to play this gig, you're going to have to spend $8,000 to get there. So hope you're making a lot of the gig.
Yeah.
Damn. And TSA, too, on top of all that.
Yeah, you got to deal with
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. When I first started traveling, I never really got the joy of having a finger up my butt.
It's acquired taste.
Well, if it was anyone's, it was my own.
I want to ask you about this because one thing I like about you, different from a lot of comedians, you follow politics, you follow sports, you're very in tune with what's going on in the world and all around the world. What do you kind of gravitate? And also you got to focus on what you're doing with comedy, but how often, what do you check in more with, like politics and what's happening in, you know, in the Ukraine, or is it more like your sports side and following the draft, following
pornography,
the playoff, what floats your boat?
Well, I definitely follow the world of pornography very closely. You know, I just really want those women to earn the money for college that they're trying to raise. So, I think that it's a little of everything. I go to, I read the news a great deal, but like I just had this moment yesterday. I was just driving home and I was thinking about the crisis in Ukraine, probably because someone cut me off.
It's a natural, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was a moment that I realized, wait a minute, I'm Ukrainian. And I never even thought about it before, just because it's not something I identify with. It's, you know, four generations ago, and it's a town that, you know, kind of on the border of Poland and Ukraine, so it could be argued that it was either. But it was this moment that I was like, wow, for someone who thinks they're fairly well-informed, I forgot that this is about me. Mm-hmm. So yeah. it was a very odd moment. I am a big sports fan, but, you know, I'm not able to get into it as much as I used to. I have an alert on my phone that sends me, every time the Mets game ends, it sends me the score. So I call it my daily disappointment. they were actually doing well for a while. Lost 6-7, really upsetting. But yeah, that way I can still know the overall picture of what's going on. But like, I used to be able to name the Mets in order of uniform number, and now I couldn't even tell you half the roster. So it's,
but they still have the best player of all, which is Mr. Met.
Yeah, you grow up.
Well, and do you, I mean, are you following what's going on in the, I mean, which sport do you gravitate more towards? I mean, is it always baseball, or is it, you know?
Baseball. Yeah, I'm a big baseball fan, but, you know, I also love, you know, football, hockey, basketball. I mean, the Rangers are in the playoffs right now, which is really exciting. The Knicks won their last four games and still missed the playoffs by a game because they suck. You know, so, but, and I'm a Giants fan in the NFL, so that's, you know, it's been pretty exciting over the last 6 years, but I don't follow like the draft, for instance. You know, I'm not following it really closely. Whereas, you know, when I was 20 years old, I was there as press.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's definitely a different life now.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this. This was a story we kind of started with at the top of the show about climate change. And it was something that came in the LA Times. And this is something that I probably didn't pay attention to much 5-10 years ago, but it just seems to be getting more and more dire and more real now. Not just, you know, oh, it's going to happen or it's going to happen. Here's what I can't understand is, how is this not more, in your opinion, more of a pressing issue to everyday people than it seems like it is when I read news articles? You know, like, why do people not care?
I have that answer for that. It's because it's politicized. Because when something becomes politicized and one party in particular is pushing it, then people who support the other party don't want to hear it just because of cognitive dissonance. You know, if that party is right about that issue, well, then maybe they're right about other things. I was going through airport security once, and it was really freaking cold in the winter. And one guy, you know, they're making small talk, whatever, and this one guy says to the security agent, he goes, so much for global warming. And hearing that, I should have shut up. I should have been like, this yokel's not going to learn anything. Why are you wasting your time? But it was so hard for me to bite my tongue that, you know, I said, actually, that is global warming, because even though it's called global warming, it's a bit of a misnomer. What it really is, you know, it's hotter in the summer, but it's also colder in the winter. It just means climates are shifting.
Right.
And the guy just looked at me and he just goes, so much for Obama. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Like, you know, but it's just one of these things where people are willfully ignorant because of cognitive dissonance.
The rebuttal is like just word scramble, you know, like Obama, Democrats, you know, like Republican. It goes even on the other side too, where it's just this sort of like, they're just throwing out catchphrases or terms that they you know, happen to hear on whatever, like Fox News or MSNBC.
Yeah,
did you hear
the phrase that Eric Holder used about the banks when, because they're talking about prosecuting Credit Suisse and BNP Paribas, and so the phrase he used was no one's too big to jail. You know, in response to too big to fail. And I was like, man, whatever speechwriter wrote that, kudos to him, because that's going to be used for the next 2 years.
Boom, nailed it.
Exactly. Like, that was, that's a bumper sticker.
Last thing I want to ask you, I want to keep asking about this climate change stuff. I mean, like, why has it gotten so politicized? I know you're right. It seems like it has become so politicized, and it shouldn't be. But why do you think that is? Is it because Al Gore?
I think because the environment became a, you know, kind of a, I guess, a pet issue of the left. And, you know, partially because the right was saying, well, you know, we don't need the environment, which is weird because we kind of do. We live in it. but the worst thing that a group can do for an issue they want to help is try to help it. Because then it becomes politicized and it becomes something that, you know, one side does and then the other side is against knee-jerk. There have been so many issues that both parties have flip-flopped on because of who was pushing it when they were in power. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea of privacy, the idea of, you know, anti-terrorism, the idea, there's so many of those issues that the Democrats were fighting when Bush was in power that they're now pushing, and the Republicans were supporting when Bush was in power that they're now fighting. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a sad state of affairs, but, you know, I'm a comic, so I'm okay with it.
It's got to happen.
Last thing, Steve. So you're going to be in, you said you're going to be in Alabama. I played the Stardome before. I've done the small room. Have you ever done the small room before? You probably haven't.
I haven't, actually, I've played the big room before. This time I'm doing the small room because I had a show at another venue that fell out. And James Gregory, who is completely different audience than me, is playing the big room. So we reached out to Bruce, and you know, I've known him for years, and just said, "Hey, do you have anything open?" So I have it, but it's alleged. I mean, it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a 75 seater or something. Well, intimate and fun.
It is. It's a good room. It's my experience was almost like, okay, is this 1965 again? It was a separate room, but I have to say Bruce Ayers, the guy, he's funny. Cause I went with a couple friends. We rode over there and we did this. It was a comedy competition. And one of my friends was having kind of a good set. And then I guess he started bombing. And after the show, Bruce comes up to him, just a great coif of hair. And he comes up to Kevin and he just goes, "Dude, you were doing great, but you lost him at the hand job." and it was just like, it was like, you know, you only hear that in comedy. Yeah, you only hear that in comedy, you know. But
Well, the big room is weird because it's the only comedy club I've ever played with the skybox. And so there's no connection in that room. Like, you can crush and it's a lot of fun. But you're not connecting. There's no intimacy whatsoever. There's 450 seats. So I kind of like the idea of the 75 seater. My ultimate room is 150, 200 seat theater because that way it's small enough to connect, but it's still kind of theatery.
Yeah.
So I like those the best.
You, I'm sure you'll kick ass. And when is your special coming out? Do you know when that's going to be out on TV?
I hope soon. It's passing through allegedly final edits right now. Fingers crossed. You know, I got to see the first half and I was really happy with it. You know, it's one of those things that during the show, you're like, I think this went well. But then when you see it actually on screen, it's a completely different thing. And it was very exciting to see. So I can't wait till it's done.
I went to the last night and it was great. And when, you were doing the QA at the end and they heckled you or some lady, she didn't really heckle, but she asked some question and then it got kind of into that and you handled that.
I'd say a heckler. Like that woman accused me of being discriminatory toward religious people because I was talking about how people who can't afford children shouldn't have them, which she didn't hear. She just heard big families are bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I used too many words in a row. The weirdest part about that woman was she was sitting in the VIP seat. Like those seats, like she either has to know someone in the industry or a friend or so. Like I was like, how are you in the front row for this right now? Like, why are you here, let alone in the most important seat right now? But it was great because it was afterwards, so I didn't worry about it messing up the special.
Nice.
She's got like a love hate with you, man. She really does. Like,
I would take the love out of that, and then you're right.
Yeah, I agree with that statement. By the way,
out, but it was great because we got her on tape. So.
Yeah, you handle those amazingly. So it's a blessing in disguise, if you will, in no pun intended there.
I never like being heckled. You know, I like getting through my stuff. But the reason I enjoyed that one was because I was through my stuff. It was during the end while we were getting the releases. I had already banked two shows that I knew I could have on tape.
Yeah.
And so then it was just playtime, and she gave me a lot to play with.
We'll end on that note. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. Have fun on the road. Check out, Dark Side. It's an older one, I guess, but check that out.
I was just screwed. Yeah. I appreciate it. But I do think, in honor of your show, I'm going to go up to Gloria Estefan tomorrow.
Nice.
Yes. At least give us an ode if you can. Just say that, you know, last night I was doing a podcast, doing a radio show, and I got brought onto this. And,
yeah. Not Friday though, because that's when I'm playing a military base, and I would like to.
Yeah, you want to get invited back?
They would love it. Thanks a lot, Steve. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
All right. That's Steve Hofstetter, comedian, author, used to write for Sports Illustrated. Didn't talk too much about the NFL playoffs. He's not following it too much, but loves the New York Mets. Loves the New York Mets.
It's unfortunate.
I have Mike Piazza's rookie card.
Do you?
I should have tried to sell to him.
I don't think anybody would buy that.
What? He was good.
Of course.
I was told he was good.
At some point. All right, so we've got about a little under 12 minutes to go. I think we want to do a quick break here. Jenny Guzman. I almost said Jenny Gomez.
You forget my name?
Gomez Guzman.
G-U-Z-M-A-N.
They're all the same to Whitey. Jenny, if you don't mind queuing up a little music here, I don't know. I'm curious to see what you have next.
I can't wait for this.
We're going to do a short break. We'll be right back here with the Snake Game, Sarcastic News Live.
To interrupt Jock Jams there. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call music.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I know, that song. I think that's the only lyric
that's
in
all
that
you need
song.
To know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. We've had an array. We had Nickelback. We had Jock Jams. We had Gloria Estefan. Steve Hofstetter. Mm-hmm.
Bringing the heat tonight.
Time's flying.
We have a huge following in Birmingham, Alabama. And if you're in Birmingham, Alabama, go check out Steve at the Stardome. This weekend, very good guy, very funny guy. You're going to like him. And he's got it's Sarah and Steve Hate People, I think is the name of their podcast. Mm-hmm. Check that out. His wife's very funny as well. So appreciated Steve calling in. And now it's time, folks, for the moment you've been waiting for. This is why people, you know, everything else, let's be honest. Steve was great, you know. Feldstein, you actually brought your A game with your story for once. Snake let us down.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know.
My monologue was probably a C-, in my opinion. Maybe a C. Guzman, she's treading water over there. But this is the moment we have all been waiting for, folks. It's time for the Sarcastic News Live Snake Game.
Snake Game.
Sweeping the nation.
Sweeping.
Hashtag sweeping the nation.
We got to figure out, Feldstein, who are you playing for tonight?
What's your charity tonight, Feldstein?
Well, since it looks like Jenny's eating challah in the back, I'm going to play for the challah factory in Israel.
All right.
Interesting. Okay.
All right. You're playing for the homeland.
Cross, you're going to switch it up tonight?
I am. I'm going to play for the VCA Animal Hospital.
Oh.
Because that's where my dog, who got sick, will be checking into tomorrow. And I'm hoping that my charitable donation will lower my bill that I'll have to pay them.
Very good. Very good.
So VCA Animal Hospital will be receiving some Miller Lights.
Perfect. Well, yeah, let's crank this up tonight, guys.
Do it. We just have
not the normal quotes of the week. I've switched it up. I'm going NFL draft edition of the snake game entitled The Dirty Dozen.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I've got 12 NFL draft picks.
All right, this is how I feel about the game right now.
Let me just hand this to you, Justin.
No.
This is how Feldstein feels about it.
Listen, Justin, if I beat you with this right now, I'm sorry.
There's a very good chance you might beat him. I've got 12 draft picks.
Hold on 1 second. Sorry, Snake. Snake's like, I'm Cross. This is for my demo reel, Cross. This is for my demo reel. This is what Jenny Guzman thinks all the time.
Is there no morality left in this world?
Thank you, Matt Mills.
And this is what Snake Craney does all the time.
That is what I do. That's very indicative of what I do. Okay,
I'll
here we go.
Shut up now.
12 NFL draft picks from either this year or previous years. Some are real. Some I completely made up.
Oh, shit.
So whoever gets the most correct will win. I have my little scorecard here. So we're going to run right through these. I've got 12. So here we go. Real or fake player? Right. HB Blades.
Ooh. Sounds like a law firm, kind of. I'm going to go real.
Fake.
HB Blades, real player. Cross on the board first. Here we go. Next up, Rokevious Watkins.
Oh, do I go?
Feldstein, go ahead.
Fake.
Real.
Rokevious Watkins, real player.
Yeah!
Cross up to a 2-0 lead.
Oh, yeah.
LaDante Sanders. Cross, you go first.
I have no street cred.
We're having fun with names here.
I have no street. Neither of us have any street cred to play this game. No, I'm going to go false.
False.
LaDante Sanders is not a real player. Yeah. You both get a point there.
What if I'm perfect?
On the board.
What if I'm perfect?
That would be amazing. You would know me very. You would know me too well. Cameron Dick.
What are you going to go, Feldstein? Feldstein's like, I need more pizza to think.
Feldstein's like, I know a guy named low. Cam Dick.
Yeah. Met a guy, Harry Dick, today.
Okay.
No, it was Dick Harry.
Can't be true, but okay.
Go fake. For it.
Fake. Cross.
I'll go real.
Cameron Dick, fake NFL draft pick. Feldy catching up. I love
That's right.
it. Ed Wang.
I'll go fake.
Real.
Ed Wang, real player. Feldy ties the game.
That's right, buddy. Where did you find these names?
Oh, on the NFL draft selection boards.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Years past.
How long is that list?
It's very long. Let's keep it rolling here. Cardinal.
Is it as long as Ed Wang?
It is. Cardinal Vallejo.
Who is it? What is it?
Cardinal Vallejo.
That seems so ridiculous. It's got to be real.
Feldy?
That's fake.
Cardinal Vallejo. Fake NFL player. Feldy, you're taking the lead, my man.
How fake is that?
Next player. Striker Sulak.
Oh, jeez. I'll go real.
It's real.
Striker Sulak is a real NFL player.
I feel like we're playing rock, paper, scissors right now. Yeah.
Feldy's up by one here.
Playing war.
Pretty much. Next draft pick. Baba Oshinowo.
Real.
Fake.
Baba is a real player. Cross, you tied the game. 3 NFL draft picks left. We have a tie game. This is very exciting. Next one up, Tank Tyler.
You go.
Killing me. Real.
I'll go fake.
Tank Tyler is a very real NFL
player. What the hell?
That's it, man.
Penalty up by one.
All right.
Two players left. Jack Lugie.
Oh, wow. I hope he's real. I really hope he's real. I hope he's... I'm going to go real.
Fake.
Jack Lugie. Fake. Sorry, Cross.
We all know this last one's right, worth...
Last one's worth it all.
Last one... Well, Feldy's up 7-5 right now. You've both done pretty admirable with this game. Last question. Why the hell not? It's worth 10. Last NFL draft pick. Trix Livingston.
What do you go with, Feldstein? You have the honors.
Damn it.
I'll go...
I'm going to go with real.
I'll go fake.
And he's going to the Colts.
Going to the Colts. Trix Livingston. Fake.
Yeah!
Justin Cross with the come-from-behind win for the VCA Pet Hospital. They'll get Miller Lights, which they probably don't want when they're operating
on
animals.
Actually, I'll be honest. They'll probably get hundreds of dollars of my money tomorrow. So
they will. Yeah. So they really will win.
They're going to get their donation faster than anybody else has gotten their donation. Justin beats Eric Feldstein. I'm live tweeting right now.
Nice.
Beats Eric Feldstein.
Can you please hashtag Rokevious Watkins? I think he'll want to know that he was mentioned today.
Yeah, yeah. Justin beats Eric in snake game. NFL draft.
Thanks to
game.
Tank Tyler.
Yeah, that was good.
NFL draft.
I was really reaching for straws
draft
at one point.
Snake game. Because of who? Because of
Rokevious Watkins.
I don't even know how to spell
well,
that.
Well, give it your best
shot. You can have enough room Watkins. In there of characters.
I'm just going to go. I just said Rokevious. I don't know.
Right, Rokevi.
That's breaking. Guys, we've got a lot of fun stuff. Check out sarcasticnewslive.com. We got new articles going up there every single day. Check us out. We've got almost, what are we at? We're over
7,500,000.
We are over, let's see.
Bajillion.
We just have 50 seconds left, so we'll wrap up here. We've got over 7,700 followers now on Twitter. Coming up on 2,000 on Facebook. We're getting big, guys.
It's happening.
Yeah. Two G's, baby.
That's right. So follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, check us out, sarcasticnewslive.com, and listen to Skid Row Studios. These guys do a great job for us and for all these other shows. There's some fun ones to listen to. And if you're into sex, which you are, then there are some good sex shows. The one following us, very intriguing. You're going to like that a lot. So stay tuned for that. For everybody, for Jenny Guzman in the back, Jake the Snake Craney, Eric Feldstein, my name is Justin Cross. That was a golf clap of a show. We will see you next week, next Wednesday night here on Sarcastic News Live. Have a great night. Have a great week.
See, I've been here for 28 years, patterns spread beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.